Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, government formation talks, as I mentioned, they are entering their final stages. We have reports emerging this morning that there will be no offer of a super junior ministerial role for the Healy-Ray brothers to secure their support for the next government. Let's get the very latest now with Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, we'll come to that Healy-Ray story in just a moment, but it seems as though we're right on the cusp of this deal being agreed, because both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have put plans in place now for their party members to meet in the coming days. Is that right?
That's correct, Claire, and good morning. So we knew last night that Fianna Fáil had planned to convene a meeting of the parliamentary party, that's the TDs and senators, on Wednesday, and we got confirmation this morning that there will be an equivalent meeting of Fine Gael, TDs and senators at Wednesday, presumably at or around the same time. And the thinking behind this is very much that they wouldn't be convening their parliamentary parties if there wasn't something to discuss, and that ties in with the reporting that we had last night, which was that they were effectively circling the airport, the very final bits and pieces being put together, certainly from a policy point of view, and there seemed to be substantial agreement across the board between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. There was some suggestion that the agreement of the independent groups, the respective independent groups, the regional independent group, and then the Healy-Rays could be secured last night. That doesn't seem to be forthcoming yet, but soundings from those involved in the talks this morning suggest that there will be a formal sign-off of the text of a programme for government, certainly the policy aspects of it, later on today. So we're very much in the final throes, and they're moving on to the kind of the structures, the rotation of the Taoiseach's position, the split of cabinet roles, and also that key question really of what kind of ministerial roles will be offered to the independent groups, which is one of the key outstanding issues that still remains to be tied down.
Well, Sean Canny, when he was asked on the way in, seemed to be cautiously optimistic that a deal would be done. Boxer Moore, and very happy, he said, well, quite happy with the way things are going. People want a government. I want a government. I made that clear to the leaders last week. So we're on course to have a government on the 22nd. So that deadline, which seemed to be almost impossible to reach last week, is in view now. But on Michael Healy-Ray in particular, you're hearing too, and our own Micheál Lehane has reported this, he won't be getting a super junior.
That's correct. So this was an ask that emerged actually in the Irish Times last week, that the Healy-Rays, and particularly Michael Healy-Ray, will be seeking a super junior ministerial role as the price effectively of them supporting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in a new administration. And it was supposed at the time that this seemed to be perhaps something of a high price to seek, given the fact that they would be bringing two votes to the table versus the potentially up to seven votes from the regional independent group. And it seems that the resolution within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, as of this morning anyway, is that no super junior ministerial role will be offered to the Healy-Rays. A super junior sits at cabinet. They don't have voting rights in the unlikely event a vote is called, and they don't run a government department. It seems that the Brains Trust in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have decided that they will only offer one super junior role and no full cabinet positions to the two groups of independents. So I suppose if that is the case, we will find out whether this was a bargaining position, an opening gambit from the Healy-Rays, or whether in fact it's a red line. And if it's not a red line, will they be happy to accept a conventional junior ministerial role? That is a junior minister operating in one of the government departments, but someone who doesn't attend cabinet.
And the whole thing has been kept very tight, and we don't know whether Michael and Danny Healy-Ray will stay in now, given that the super junior role is off the table.
It has been kept tight, yeah, perhaps frustratingly tight from a political correspondent's point of view anyway. There has been a big premium placed on secrecy in these negotiations, and all the various negotiating teams have been quite skittish across the last 5 weeks about the prospect of any leaks emerging to destabilise the process. But all these things have to come to a climax at some point, and that seems to be across the next few hours and into tomorrow. So that is when we will find out the colour of people's money and what they're willing to accept, and on the other hand, what's going to be offered to them.
But Jack, if Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the regionals didn't have the Healy-Rays, they'd still be able to go ahead. They just wouldn't have that additional comfort of the two extra votes, right?
They would, and they would have a fair degree of comfort with the seven that would give them a majority of six, presuming that the seven kind of routinely vote with the government, whether they're formally holding ministerial office or not. But given the fact that it is only independents, and I say that advisedly, not a political party which has a whip structure in place, I do think that the preference would be to build as large an on-paper majority as possible. Now, we know that the last government had a much larger effective majority than it did on paper. And even when that on paper majority was winnowed all the way down through various suspensions and people leaving parliamentary parties and so on, they comfortably won confidence votes. But that was largely down to the presence of the Green Party plus this group of government aligned or, you know, the independents who tended to vote with the government. So they gave it that larger effective majority. We obviously don't have one of those components now without the Green Party. So I think they'll be looking to bolster themselves as much as possible because of the slings and arrows that they know will inevitably come their way over the course of a 5-year term in government.
And there'll be plenty of detail we'll be watching out for when the programme for government emerges. And one of the issues you're writing about is this news that there might be, and there are certainly proposals for this according to yourself, a transport security force, but it would be outside of the Gardaí. So what's your understanding around how that would work?
Yeah, so my understanding as of yesterday evening is that this is an issue that went all the way up to the leaders. So the various policy issues had been being thrashed out between the negotiating teams, and when there was a particularly tricky one, it was elevated up to the leaders. It's something that the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party were seeking for a long time during the last government, and something that was in their programme, or their manifesto, their general election manifesto. My understanding as of last night was that the draft programme for government contained a proposal for a transport security force. So this would fall short of fully fledged Gardaí sworn members being on public transport and patrolling them, but would, as I understand it, entail the creation of a new body. It wouldn't be organised under the Gardaí. It would be more akin to the airport police or customs, and would actually come under the Minister for Transport as against the Minister for Justice. So that's what I was hearing last night. Mm-hmm. And it's one of several issues really we'll be paying close attention to when we're assessing who gets what in the programme for government, when we see it probably at some stage later today or certainly tomorrow when the right. parliamentary parties get their hands on it.
So do you know then, would that transport police force have powers of arrest?
That was my understanding as of last night, yes,
right.
that it would have powers of arrest.
Similar,
and
say,
that,
to the,
that's
the airport
correct.
Police. So on when it comes down then to who gets what job, what news do you have for us on that? And we understand and we accept that this has all been kept very tight, but you must have heard some rumours.
Yeah, so I think this moves in two stages. The first is landing somewhere on where the independents end up in terms of ministerial positions. And if it is as it seems to be this morning, it looks like those full cabinet positions will be assigned to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil only. The anticipated split between them is an 8-7 split in favour of Fianna Fáil in recognition of their higher seat total. And then really, you know, it's everyone in Leinster House's favourite guessing game. It's who gets which ministerial position, who is in line for elevation, who's in line for demotion. I know one name that was circulated yesterday morning in terms of demotion was Charlie McConlogue. I was talking to a couple of people yesterday who were kind of pouring scorn on that. But really, I think that there's only two people, perhaps a handful more of their closest advisors, who know or have a sense of the direction of travel on this, and that is Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. And that is a process that I suspect will kick off now in the coming days, and the lobbying from the various line ministers and aspiring to line ministers will intensify as we head towards the election, the presumed election of a Taoiseach, which now does look like it's going to happen next Wednesday. I was among the people who, who thought that timeline was too ambitious, but very much it looks like we're in the ballpark of the 22nd.
And when it comes to the regional independents, have you heard that Noel Grealish's name is top of the list there for the ministerial job at whatever level it comes in at?
Well, I have, because from no lesser personage than Noel Grealish himself before Christmas, who put
good
out
source.
A put out a statement, didn't even brief to the newspapers, put out a statement, a public statement, saying that if a ministerial role was made available for the independents, he'd be happy to serve. The other names that are linked with a potential super junior post, at least, would be the likes of Marion Harkin, Sean Canny, and Kevin Boxer-Moran. They would would be kind of seen amongst the of you know the more experienced of the regional independent groups. Two of them at least have held ministerial office before, so they're the kind of the shortlist for that super junior position. And the question would be how many junior positions will be allocated to the regional independents, and mm-hmm. which of their seven will be in the running for that. The question, I suppose, the regional independents have to ask themselves associated with this is whether they actually want the trappings of ministerial office, or do they want to remain kind of semi-detached from government, voting with it but not formally part of it. Because the risk, as always, with joining a government formally as an independent is that you dilute some of that ineffable quality of being an independent, of standing aside from, of criticising, but enjoying some of the trappings, at least at a constituency level, of a close association with government.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be so interesting to see in particular what the Healey Rays do. But we have no option but to wait. Thank you very much, Jack. Jack Horgan-Jones there from the Irish Times. Coming up next, we'll be talking about these new figures that show very low numbers of XL bullies being registered ahead of the ban, which is coming in at the end of this month.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.